Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Dave Seymour. Dave, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready, willing, and able, George. Let's play.
I like it. Let's do this. Dave is the CEO of Freedom Venture Investments and the star of A&E's Flipping Boston. I'm excited to have you on. Dave, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, that's a big wide canvas in which I can paint a pretty picture in 20 minutes. But yeah, excuse me. Let's make this a long story short for real. I'm an immigrant to the States. I came here in 86 from England. I'm a working class guy. My parents, taught me how to trade time for money, and I was very good at that. Fast forward to the late 90s, 96, 97. I was very blessed to step into one of those good government jobs. I was hired up as a firefighter and a paramedic. I worked in the city of Lynn, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. You know, one of those good government jobs. And as I'm sure everybody else who listens to this conversation can fill in the blank, right? They do that for a really good retirement plan, right? That's why you do it. You do it for those reasons. Plus, it takes an act of Congress to lose one of those jobs. But, it was interesting. With my working class background came a financial grade of F minus. I wasn't pertinent to capital, how to work it, how to look after it, how to nurture it. I was really good at spending it. I was letting it go, and it never really ever came back.
Right.
And, in my late 30s, I found myself in a pretty crappy position, to be frank with you, George. I was losing my primary residence. I'd refinanced it two or three times in an 18-month period of time because they told me that my house would never go down in value. I was spending more than I earned, and I was $70,000 in unsecured debt and trading about 120 hours every week of my life for somebody else's money. So that's a driver, right? That's a motivating factor in the circumstances to follow is the best way to put it. And, I had to do something different. And I'm screaming and shouting at, my big guy upstairs. Maybe it's your big girl upstairs, whoever it is that's bigger and better than you, right? We can't be the be all and end all of everything, I don't think. But anyway, I'm screaming and shouting and praying at my guy. And I'm like, what's up, man? I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I'm a great American citizen. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't steal. I work hard. I take care of my family as best I can. And this is just one big pile of crap. And a commercial came on the radio as I was sitting in the truck, Teach Me Foreclosure, a free 1.5-hour seminar coming to your neck of the woods. Gonna teach you how to buy houses with other people's money, no money down. You too can be wealthy. And I'm like, yeah, baby.
Perfect for me.
I'll take some of that.
This is what I want.
This is what I want. And, on the serious side of it, George, I had ran a small construction company on my days off from the fire department. So, I knew there was money in sticks and bricks, brother. I knew it. But I was always broke as a joke. I didn't have two extra nickels to rub together. Everything was unsecured debt. But anyway, I went to this event, and for the first time in my life, I started hearing a different conversation. I started to hear about financial awareness. So a guy said to me, with capital, you want to let one free so it can come back with two or three. And I'm like, no, man, that's not right. We're supposed to save our money.
Right.
He said, no, if you save your money, you're just putting it in the bank and it devalues every day and you're losing money. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? And it was like I had so many generational influences of capital and growth and work that it was a struggle. It was a struggle to wrap my head around what these people were telling me. But I I was desperate. I was given what I today consider to be the gift of desperation. And I took the last $27,000 that was available on my wife's credit cards, and we invested in a training program for real estate. And I never looked back. I'll never look back. And I realized today I purchased some accountability that day, which is something that was kind of new. It's easy to talk. Talk is cheap. But when you're financially accountable, emotionally accountable, when you can look in the mirror at 3 o'clock in the morning with authenticity and no longer spin the same line of crap that you've been given your whole life. And this is just for me, not for anybody else. This is my story. You know, when I did that and I stood in truth and honesty, I knew that I had no option but to always be moving forward. And I've never forgotten that moment of clarity for me. It was born out of desperation, and then it became clear as to what I needed to do. And I went at it, Georgia. I went at it like a crazy man, brother. I mean, they said, you know, go to as many meetups and RIA groups, real estate investment association groups, as you could. And I did. They said, pick up the phone and call anybody and everybody who you believe, you know, could help you, or you help them in your business. And I did it. I did it, man. I made offers when I didn't have money. I made offers when I did have money. And I did my first real estate transaction. I'm still working in the fire department at this point. And I did that first one, and it was almost this sounds so bad, but I'm going to say it anyway. It was almost spiritual, George. It was a spiritual experience for me, man, to realize that I got a check in my hand, and it was for $5,000. And it was on a wholesale transaction in the real estate world where I sold the equitable interest in a contract on a property. And this was in 2008 when the market crapped.
Right.
And I looked at this check for $5,000, and I thought to myself, everything that I had done prior in my life to create $5,000 of income, how many nights I'd been away from my wife and my kids, you know, how many holidays I'd missed, how many weekends I'd worked. And in this circumstances, I didn't have to. And I just never looked back. I never looked back. I poured gasoline on that emotion. Along the way, I feel like I'm doing all the talking, man.
This is a great story.
Yeah. You know what? It's I sat down with a gentleman by the name of Jack Canfield a few years ago. Jack nice. Canfield's the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Sure. And I invested $20,000 to spend one day with Jack on his couch and just hang out and shoot the breeze. And big influence in my personal development. But he said to me, he said, your story is biblical. You know, the guy comes from another country, comes to America, he goes through the, you know, through the forest of evil and comes out the other side. He's like, you should write a book. I said, all right, I'll do that in my spare time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I applied, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are really good at educating themselves. And then there's a group of people who are really good at implementing just ideas. And then there's a finite group of people who implement what they learn from other experts. And if there was one thing that I did, it was that, was I implemented what I learned from proven experts. And it put me on a trajectory that I could never have imagined, man. I mean, I get a call from a production company, and they're like, you know, maybe we should do a TV show with you guys. And I'm thinking, this is kind of crazy. I had sent in an application to them full of profanity just to separate myself from everybody else. And, you know, for real. Yeah, I did. Look, I'd been around some people at that point in my career that were pretty influential online marketers and stuff like that. And I'm like, if I want to do this thing just for S's and giggles, I mean, I got to separate myself from the pack. I know I'll swear a lot.
Right.
You know, Gary Vaynerchuk does it. You know, he swears everywhere he goes, but people know that Gary's going to swear when he gets on there. If you go to a Tony Robbins event live, he'll use some of the worst profanity that your grandmother would, you know, roll over in her grave if she heard. What it does is it interrupts people's consciousness. It's a conscious interruption when somebody uses offensive language. So that's my reason why I'm sticking with it. But I used it and it worked, and people were like, you know, this guy's in your face. He's loud. He's big. He's you know, we should put him on a TV show. And they did. And you know, 29 episodes and 4 years of a reality TV show with a camera up your rear end, but it put me in a position where I was now became a national expert, man. Phone call from the Today Show. Come do a bit on the Today Show. Rachel Ray, 4 or 5 times we've done the Rachel Ray Show. And, oh, wait a minute. Why don't you come in and sit on Squawk Box on the panel with Joe and Becky and Andrew? And I'm like, are you kidding me? 3 years ago, I was sitting in a firehouse, you know, watching this on TV. And 3 years later, I'm sitting with you guys. It was a mind blower. It was an absolute mind blower. But here's the magic, dude. Here's the magic. Making a conscious decision to do something different created magic in my life. And then to stay in motion, follow experts, implement what you learn from them, created a it's an energy. It's you know, it's the law of attraction. It's you know, it's energy in motion. And I began to attract the people that really put my life on the trajectory it's in today. The very best investors in the country, you know, want to do business with the guy from the TV show. The doors that some people would have to knock on for years, you know, to get an appointment or an introduction. I was very blessed that you could just drop that TV thing as a calling card.
Right.
And perception's 90% of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, perception is 90% of the game. Are you perceived to be somebody you know, who can implement what you talk about? And once you get to the point of perception, well, then you get into the deployment of your business strategy, whatever it is. And then you get to, you know, not only are you perceived to be that person, but look, there's the proof when you get to actually, you know, do a deal or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it's been very reflective in the past, you know, 6, 8, 9, 10 months, if you will, going through COVID, because it's like, you know, COVID has created an unprecedented opportunity in a number of different ways, you know, socioeconomically, socially, you know, businesses are never going to be coming back. If you look around us and you start to pay attention to the, you know, to the landscape, with intelligence, not with you know, media emotion, but use some intelligence, use some common sense. And you know, I'm looking at it today. So when I was very heavy in private money lending, you know, maybe the past year or so of my career prior to COVID, and when COVID hit, you know, God is good, man. The right investors that I have known in my career came back into our sphere of influence. And we made a massive pivot, and the pivot was over to the commercial arena, but not retail, not office space. Those are such a challenged investment class for us as investors in real estate. We transitioned and pivot purely into multifamily housing. So here's where we're at today to bring us full circle from a $5,000 check, you know, 12 years ago. So today, I am one of 3 managers of a private equity firm. We have $100 million that we deploy with multifamily assets in the Gulf Coast region of Florida. The raise private equity means private capital for accredited investors. We put that money to work within the company on these multifamily assets, and we turn those assets around, and over a, you know, a 5 to 6 year period of time, we make those assets more profitable. We have the infrastructure and the teams to not only manage them, but also take care of any deferred maintenance on these properties, and you make them more valuable. And, you know, we've stress tested the business model with my business partner, Walter Nowicki. He has raised in the past 15 years of his career in the Florida market, about $125 million in private equity. He's put that equity to work, which is important. Sometimes it's easier to raise it than it is to spend it, but he's put that money to work in the marketplace. He's paid all of that capital back in his 15, 20-year career. And then he's also paid back a 20% plus, what they call an internal rate of return on that capital over the life of the hold of the investor's money. So those are solid numbers. And we're bullish. We're so aggressive right now on our capital raise. The phones are ringing with inbound calls because people are hurting in these multifamily assets. The investors are ready to sell now. They haven't been able to collect rents. They've been working on tight margins because they're not professional like we are. And it creates a massive opportunity. So that's what we're doing today. I'm quite impressed with myself. I see a timer up here. I actually got through like a life history in about 16 minutes, which is an absolute miracle for me. So I know I got some divine intervention today.
Nice.
For sure.
Well, that's an awesome story. So I want to hear about how people can get involved with you. Before I ask that, you talked about how you purchased some accountability that day when you took whatever money that you had access to and then gave it to buy that course. Do you have a sense of how people can get that same sense without having their back against the wall? Or do you think that they really need to be at that ground zero or rock bottom?
Dude, that's such a good question, George. You know, that's such a good question, man. I mean, I did an event one time with Tony Robbins. It was up in Canada, and this is going to sound cheesy, and please get the bigger message out of it. But he dropped a one-liner on me backstage, and he said, "Massive passion combined with massive action is what gets massive results." Right. So for me, you know, the back was against the wall. For some people, there's a complacency I feel that is almost. It tends to be kind of like sewn into the fabric of society today where, you know, either somebody's going to do something for me, and if they don't, well, it's not my problem. You know, like this essence of having a hand out rather than looking for an opportunity to have a hand up. Look, man, you got me with that one, dude. To thine own self be true, right?
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. Did you put in maximum effort today? And if you did, you know, what were the results? And if the results were not what you wanted them to be, maybe it's time to grow up. You know, put on some long pants, take off the short pants, own it. Own it, right? Own it, my Lord, own it, right? We, for some reason, like owning our own actions and results seems to be like, guess what? Not everybody wins. You know, like you're teaching that kids that everybody's no, sometimes you fall short of the mark. You know, what was it? It was who's the boxer there? Mike Tyson. He said, you know, everybody's got a plan until you get smacked in the mouth. Yep. Right. So when you get smacked in the mouth, what's your plan? And if mediocrity is OK with you, then stay mediocre. But if you're driven to a point where we can go off on a tangent here. Things are about to change in this country, George. And a lot of the controls that we have had for long-term retirement, a lot of controls we have had over, direction of our own capital, our 401ks that this country has been sold a bag of goods on. I mean, those things are real, man. Those things are real. And if we don't pay attention and we just stay with herd mentality, then unfortunately, you know, people may very well get slaughtered with the rest of the herd.
Yeah.
So I've one of the things I would always ask questions. Do not just go head down and see what happens. Ask questions. So I don't know if I answered your question, brother, but that was a great one.
I think that's excellent.
For me. Yeah, thanks.
And hey, man, you've already given us right there a handful of difference-making tips, but I'm going to ask you for one more. So Dave Savage Nation's ready. Give us that difference-making tip.
Don't compare your insides with other people's outsides, right? Don't do it. Know your own value in the marketplace. Write a list of the top 10 things you're fantastic at, and then figure out how to bring those skill sets to the marketplace. And make your opening line be, "Hi, my name is, and what can I do for you?" And if you can do that consistently and get comfortable with that, magic happens.
Wack, that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on.
Come on.
Dave, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can they get involved with you?
Yeah, great. You can find us at freedomventure.com, freedomventure.com. And if you Google me, I'm sure you can find me, Dave Seymour, S-E-Y. M-O-U-R. There's a free book download actually on our website, Unlocking the Code to Multifamily Investing. A nice little fundamental read on how commercial real estate can literally change somebody's life, whether you do it passive with us or you attempt to do it yourself. It is a long-term investment.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dave your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Freedom Venture. Dave, is it Freedom Venture or Freedom Ventures?
Freedom Venture in the singular, not the plural.
FreedomVenture.com. Get a copy of the book as well. And, you know, just Google Dave and you will find all kinds of great info, as well as check him out on the A&E show. Thanks again, Dave.
There you go. Thanks, man. Bye.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.